Council advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land, and may you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Yes, well, I think to start with, it's appropriate that we welcome our new secretary, Laura.
Executive assistant.
Laura, would you like to stand and we'll acknowledge you? Welcome, Laura. Thank you very much. Okay, so any apologies this evening, Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have a request for a leave of absence from Councillor Brooks. Have a mover and a seconder to accept
that. I have a mover for that. Councillor Henderson, Councillor Fennell. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any disclosures of interest this evening, councillors? I hear there's a few. Councillor Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a less than significant non-pecuniary conflict of interest with agenda item 8.1. Sale of land. The purchaser is known to me.
Very good. Councillor Carnegie?
Yep. Significant non-pecuniary interest in relation to 8.1 sale of land, 8 Trunchbull Road, Wollong. The purchaser is known to me.
Significant, I think it would
be significant.
And in which case you will vacate the chamber.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I also have a conflict of interest in agenda item 8.1. They are long-standing friends of mine. It's not pecuniary, and I don't think it's significant, but happy to vacate the chamber if the councillors feel that's necessary. How do we feel? No, want me to stay? Very good. Okay. Very good. Made note of anything. Okay. Do we need a doctor? Do we need to adopt this or not? No, Mr. Mayor. Okay, very good. Okay, so the minutes are there. Can I have a move for the minutes, please? Councillor Fennell, seconder, Councillor Minogue. Are there any corrections, councillors, to those? No, Councillor Minogue? If not, I'll put that we adopt those. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, declare it carried. Okay, so we move on to 6.0, reports from staff, and we'll go with the auditor. Danielle McKenzie. The show's yours.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you, Chair. Thank you for having me this afternoon. So we've completed the audit for the 30 June 2025 financial year. So we've audited Council's general purpose financial statements and special purpose financial statements and some additional acquittals as well. So on the general purpose financial statements, we've expressed an unmodified audit opinion on those financial statements. So there's no material instances of non-compliance with the financial reporting requirements of the Local Government Act, and no material deficiencies in Council's accounting records or its financial statements. In terms of Council's operations for the year, Council reported an operating result from continuing operations of $10.5 million, which was a decrease of 54.5% on the prior year's financial result. In terms of Council's revenue, it was $39.3 million, a decrease of $14.2 million on the prior year. So your rates revenue increased by $500,000 on the prior year, or 4.6%, which is mainly the rate paying amount for the year. Council's user charges and fees remained relatively constant compared to the prior financial year, and it was really, the movement was really in relation to the grants and contributions, which decreased by 19.9 million on the previous financial year. And that was mainly due to, I think, a 16 million decrease in the transport grants that council received in 2025. There was an 11.6 million decrease in the roads and bridges project funding, a decrease of 4.3 million in roads recovery funding received for the year, and council received 50% of its financial assistance grant for 2026 in advance, and in the previous financial year I think it was an 85% advanced position in the prior financial year. In terms of council's statement of cash flows and its cash position, the net cash flows for the year decreased by 3.6 million for the year. Council's net cash flow position from operating activities decreased by 15.4 million due to really that 19.2 million decrease in the grants received by council for the year. In terms of council's investing activities, there was a decrease of 8.8 million and that was really due to 5.8 million decrease in your purchases of infrastructure, property, plant equipment for the year. In terms of council's cash balance at 30 June, council held 84 million in cash in investments. And then of that cash and investments balance, 8.2 million of that is externally restricted, and 35.8 million of that is internally restricted. In terms of council's liquidity position, council has an unrestricted cash ratio of 21.89 times. Compared to an average in the prior year for rural councils of 5.6 times, so quite a bit ahead of the average in terms of your peer councils. And council's ratio has only decreased slightly on the prior financial year. Council has available cash to cover 40.7 months compared to 49.2 months in the prior year. So whilst it's a slight decrease, it still indicates that council has sufficient liquid assets to meet its short-term obligations. In terms of infrastructure, property, plant and equipment, council renewed 12 million of assets during the 2025 financial year. Council also constructed 2.2 million of new assets. And then it also purchased 1.8 million of plant and equipment type items. Then in terms of council's debt service cover ratio, it's currently sitting at 112.5 times, which indicates that council can easily cover its debts, I guess, albeit that council does have a relatively low level of borrowings at 30 June 2025. That kind of is a quick snapshot of, I guess, council's financial results for the year, but I'd just like to finish by thanking the council staff, and especially the finance and the assets teams, for their assistance throughout the audit process. Again, they made it a very easy audit process and provided us all the information we needed to get the process done. So thank you to the council staff for their assistance.
Very good. Thanks very much. Are there any questions, councillors? Can you just give us a summary of our overall position, taking into account the grant changes, whether we're getting, you know, further into debt or where we're at? Can you just give us an idea?
I guess it's hard to... The grants, it is a fluctuating balance, but if you take the net result before your grants and contributions, it was 4.7 million for the year, which is a slight reduction, I guess, from the previous financial year's results. So I don't have in front of me the multiple years trend on that in front of me.
Okay, and what would be your advice around that, around the fact that, you know, we're going into debt, you know, every year? Should we be looking at another source of income? Should we be looking at an SRB? Or what, where do you think we should sit?
I guess that's something that I think all councils are grappling with at this point in time. You're in a rate capped environment, so you're somewhat restricted in terms of, I guess, your grant revenue, and then it's how to how you manage that long term financial plan and how you manage that.
Okay, and are we in line with most other councils? How are we benchmarking?
I don't have that data in front of me, but that's certainly something we can have a look at with the finance team to provide council.
Well, that'd be handy for the councils to have a look at. You know, similar councils, similar size, similar environments. If we could benchmark ourselves against those so that we know where we're sitting. Thanks very much. Are there any other comments, Councillor Lord?
Sorry, I've got an issue. We're constantly on a slightly downward spiral in our available cash to cover expenses, and effectively we're relying very strongly on grant income. Effectively, you know, admittedly we're only about 29-30% of our income is rates and charges. And effectively, I'm concerned about our long-term situation because I can see grants drying up. Is there any indication of the possibility of more grants for operating issues rather than for capital projects, do you think?
That's probably not something I personally can comment on. Yes. Not sure, sorry.
So, well, if the government would restore 1% federal assistance grants, we'd be happy with that.
The government is not going to restore resources for regions. That's pretty
well, that's different. That's the state government. I'm talking about federal government, 1% federal assistance grants. If we can get that, we'd be pretty happy, I think, or a lot happier.
But the other thing, of course, is that, you know, the concern with our internal reserves and our unrestricted funds, effectively, we seem to be on a downward spiral as well with a lot of that, and it's something we should look at management wise again with because wages and that are going up at a faster rate than our rate income. Are all councils having a very similar problem, or have they got other user charges they can actually rely on?
I think all councils are grappling with the same issue of obviously labour costs and construction costs continue to increase, and I guess that's a struggle for rural councils in terms of those other ways that they can generate income outside of your general rates income.
Okay, I think that's it. Thanks very much.
Councillor McGlynn. Kindergarten type question, but Are we a better financial position this year or last year?
It depends on what measure specifically you're looking at in terms of determining, I guess, a better financial position.
Okay. So that means... Okay.
It's about the same, but it's still not good. Very good. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.
So I've got a recommendation. We've got a recommendation that the council adopt the 2024-25 financial statements and auditors report as submitted to the New South Wales Office of Local Government. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, second to Councillor Minogue. All those in favour?
All right.
All right.
To you, Mr. Mayor,
yes.
I thank Lisa Bryant and her team for all the work they've done.
You certainly can.
Thanks
very much,
Lisa. I'd like to endorse that.
So move on to 6.2, the Finance and Investment Report for October 2025. There's a recommendation now that Council 1 receive and note the information contained within the Finance and Investment Report for the month of October 2025, and 2 confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 October to 31 October 2025. 2025 totalling $7,243,983.04. Can I have a mover? Councillor Henderson, seconder. Councillor Carnegie, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. Point three, the September quarterly budget review. There's a recommendation there that one, the officer's report be received and noted and determine which, if any, of the proposed budget variations should are to be adopted. And two, that the council endorses the statement acknowledging the financial position is considered satisfactory. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Lord and a seconder. Councillor Henderson. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak?
Just basically like to, again, understand that there's a new format out for this, and in the past I was able to understand it reasonably well. This new one, I'm really nearly starting at scratch again. It's pretty difficult to follow. And effectively, the way it appears here, as I said, you know, it doesn't reflect what I think we had in the original budget. It shows we're actually tracking worse. But I'll wait till after the next report in 3 months' time to see where it goes. But I'm just confused with the new format, and that's no reflection on Lisa at all. It's the way the Department of Local Government wants it. But it's just much more difficult to understand than read.
I think that's the way they like it. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Yes, thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. To the Acting Director of Technical Services. is this where we can question the items on page 25?
Yes, please.
Can I please ask about the second from the bottom, or the last column in blue, the upstairs reconfiguration for $80,000 to facilitate better design and accommodation of pending trainees? Can you please elaborate and give us a bit of background on that expenditure, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. That item was put in to the budget by the former manager of Development and Regulatory Services to create some new office spaces for the Human Resource Coordinator and the manager of Development Regulatory Services. Those works have commenced, and that money has been coming out of the Capital Council Chambers budget.
So that was approved by... Okay.
We had to get works going to accommodate the trainees and to resolve some issues with regards to private office space, particularly for the HR coordinator.
That's the candle was.
Sorry?
The candle was. It was not done internally.
Yeah.
That was done internally. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments, councillors? Any other points of clarification? If not, I'll put that...
I'm going to have just have a right reply.
Yes, councillors.
Firstly, the fact that I agree with the budgetary adjustments, but, you know, the concern I have is the fact that, you know, we set the budget and effectively all these things have come in pretty late. And I'm, you know, for the long-term planning, I think we need to have a much better, more robust budget discussion prior to having to amend the budget significantly in the first quarter review.
Tighten it up.
And I think it just needs to be tightened up significantly.
Very good. Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. We'll move on to page 27. 6.4, the Blanchard Code of Conduct Report for 2024-2025. There's a recommendation there that Council notes the submission of the annual agency report on the Code of Conduct, complaint statistics, was made to the Office of Local Government within the statutory time frame. Can I remove this, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Lord, Do we need to discuss this or no? Shall I put the motion? All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to page 34. 6.5, endorsement of the annual report 2024-2025 for Blanshire Council. 1, that the Council endorses the Blanshire Council's annual report for the year 2024-2025. 2, the 2024-2025 Blanshire Council annual report be published on the Council's website. And 3, the New South Wales Office of Local Government be advised accordingly. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Fennell. Councillor Henderson, does this need any discussion? I don't think so.
Just quickly for you, Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to congratulate the staff on the annual report.
Yeah. Very good. Councillor Fennell?
No,
okay. Very good. There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Oh, Councillor Minogue? Yes.
Yeah, before the meeting, I just raised a couple of queries on the attendance, so we'll follow up on
that. Follow up. Get those adjusted.
Yep,
that's fine.
They'll be amended.
Are there any further questions, Councillor?
I was going to say, can I make the same after the meeting? A couple of errors I just made that I would like
to. Yeah, that's fine, Councillor Lewis. No further discussion on this. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so we'll move over to page 36. 6.6, amendments to membership of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, ARIC. The recommendation here that Council notes that the Chair of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, ARIC, Mr. Nick Tobin, has advised he is ineligible to continue to the Chair of the Committee as an employee of a New South Wales Council in accordance with the Local Government General Regulation 2021, Regulations 216DK, however remains eligible to remain on the ARIC as an independent member. 2, appoints Mrs. Kylie McRae as independent chairperson and member of the ARIC for the remainder of the current term of the ARIC to the 30th of June 2028. 3, appoints Mr. Nick Tobin as an independent member to the 30th of June 2028. And 4, notes that the General Manager will coordinate with the member councils of the Audit Alliance to notify the OLG of this change in accordance with the regulations, section 216H2. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder? Councillor Henderson. Councillor Minogue, did you want to discuss this?
Can I ask that this is dealt with in seriatim, because I think that there are points that need to be...
Okay, so you want to run through them one by one?
Yes, please.
Okay, very good, okay. Yeah, do we have a seconder for that?
Yes, I'll second that.
Second that.
Particularly as the reporter on that person is listed in the confidential papers.
Okay, all those in favour of that?
No.
I declare it carried. Okay. So we'll start with item 1. Notes that the Chair of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, ARIC, Mr. Nick Tobin, has advised he is ineligible to continue to chair the committee as an employee of New South Wales Council in accordance with the Local Government General Regulation 2021, Regulations 216DK, however, remains eligible to remain on the ARIC as an independent member. Can I have a mover for this, please?
Are we simply noting it, though?
Oh, we can go. Do you want me to move them through them? Move them one by one, or what do you want me to do?
Well, we're simply noting point one and noting point four of the recommendation, but it's point two and point three that we need to
discuss
separately.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you're happy for point one and point four to be moved in one motion. So how about we move those now? So point four being notes that the General Manager will coordinate with the Member Councils of the Audit Alliance to notify the OLG of this change in accordance with Regulation Section 216H2. So we're moving those. Can I have a mover for those two, please? Councillor Minogue, seconded Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Oh, okay. So one and four are moved. Item two. I'm informed that only the CV is dealt with in confidential. The rest of it can be dealt with in open council.
Yes.
Are you happy with that? So do you still need to move through? You still want to
yes.
move through them? Okay. Right. Okay, so point two, appoints Ms. Kylie McRae as independent chairperson and member of the ARIC for the remainder of the current term of the ARIC to the 30th of June 2028. Can I have a mover for that?
Yeah.
Councillor Minogue, seconded. Councillor Lord. Discussion, councillors?
Just open the question. Colleen McRae is currently not on the audit
committee.
I should address that.
Yes, you can.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, that is correct. Ms. McRae is actually a member of four of the six ARIC councils that are part of the ARIC Alliance. And those councils, where she actually sits as an ARIC member, have agreed to have her as the chair. Mr. Tobin's no longer eligible to chair the ARICs because he has obtained employment as a general manager, and under the statutory requirements for the ARICs, as a general manager, you are not entitled to chair. However, you can still be a member of an audit risk and improvement committee. So, no, she is not, which is why this report has come to council. If one of the other members of the committee had been similarly engaged with the other councils, then it would have reflected them as being a future chair of the ARIC.
You happy with that, Councillor Lord?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Are there any further questions regarding item two? No. Okay, we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. We declare it carried. Okay. So we move on to item three. Appoints Mr. Nick Tobin as an independent member to the 30th of June 2028. Can I have a mover for this? Councillor Minogue, and seconder? Councillor Crowe. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to this?
I'm actually going to speak against it.
Okay. Very good.
So if I speak.
So I need someone to move. Is anyone going to move?
Move for it.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak against
it. Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak for?
I seconded it for discussion.
Okay, very good. Okay. So do I have anyone for the motion? Mr. Nick Tobin be appointed as an independent member to the 30th of June 2028.
Can I ask a question first?
You may.
The first question is now, on the current audit committee, we would have had three independent members. Is that correct? Reappointing Mr. Tobin makes it four.
That's
Director Berlin.
That is correct, Councillor Ward, but as I understand it, and I'm just checking the report because I thought that it was in there, that the thoughts behind retaining Mr. Tobin was for continuity purposes, because Ms. McRae is not across the issues for the Blanshire Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, and having Mr. Tobin present would facilitate a more smoother transition.
I understand that, but my comment about with regard to we need three independent members, we've just been through an audit report about costings and everything else, and this is going to, I know it's not massive, but as effectively we've got to, you know, we under legislation need three independent directors, and I'm going to fully support three independent directors.
So how many are we going to have now?
Four.
So where do we go? That's got five. Okay, the position is that Mr. Tobin has, the other councils have agreed to retain him on the ARIC committee.
I've just let my point of view be known, actually.
Okay, so where do we go from here? You've got all the people. Okay.
All right. Sorry, can I just make the observation with regards to Councillor Lord's concerns about the financial implication. The financial implications within the report estimated to the additional cost to be $1,000 per year.
How much, excuse me?
$1,000 per year.
So I'll put the motion again. I still need a mover for this motion.
No, you've got a mover and a seconder for it.
Councilman Nogan moved it for discussion, I think, and then moved against
still
it.
No,
it's still me.
She moved it.
Okay, and you've seconded. Right, okay, we'll put item 3, appoints Mr. Nick Tobin as an independent member to the 30th of June 2028. All those in favour? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we've got 5 votes. I declare it carried. So we'll move on to 6.7 on page 39. Blanshire 2025-2026 Disability Inclusion Action. Recommendation there that 1, that Council adopt the 2025-2029 Blanshire Disability Inclusion Action Plan, DIAP. 2, undertake a review of the plan following the release of the State Government's Disability Inclusion Plan, DIP, 2026-2029 to facilitate alignment with a whole of government approach. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconded. Councillor Lord. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
No.
Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
No, it's basic to the attachments.
Very good. Any other councillors would like to comment? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move on to 6.8 on page 41. The Blanshire Youth Advisory Group, YAG. Recommendation there that Council adopt the Youth Advisory Group Framework 2025 and supports the establishment of a Youth Advisory Group. Can I have a mover? Councillor Fennell, Councillor Henderson. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
Really only that I do speak to it and speak for it. I think our young community need to be offered this opportunity. We want leaders, and this is the way we get leaders and people that want to follow leaders.
Very good. Councillor Henderson, do you want to speak to it?
Thank you. Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. I'm also a large supporter of this program. I have seen it work with youth advisory councils in other local government areas, and they are very successful and very positive thing for the young.
Very good. Councillor McGlynn?
I support the youth centre. I think that's fantastic, and the work that they do is very admirable, but I'm seriously concerned about the fact that it's Wylam-centric. Now, there are a lot of youths in Barmington, with Ellie, in Merle, whatever, all the surrounding villages. They don't get a look in, and this really upsets me. The dollars that we put into this, I feel that it's just for the youth of West Wylam. We're not being fair with ratepayers' money. The farming areas, they make a huge contribution financially to Wylshire.
How would you propose we...
I don't know, but I may bus it in, I don't know what we do. But it's not equitable now. This council has become more and more this Wylam-centred, and we forget the outer villages, and this is a real example of it. So, although I agree with the project and it helps a number of young people, I would like to see the statistics. I know they are published occasionally, but a whole year statistics on how much use it's had, because it was around about $800,000. I'd just like to see that, because I want to... It's something that just doesn't ring when all those other children miss out.
Councillor Nogue?
Along a similar line, I'd like to support what Councillor McGlynn said. I am supportive of the Youth Advisory Group framework, but my comment is that we just need to ensure that the youth in the villages and the rural areas are included, because I note from what we've been given that there was engagement with the West Wylam High School, there was engagement with the Ungerry High School, and that's obvious. But there are lots of
other hospitals.
Yeah, that because of their location may attend other schools outside, but they are still part of the Shire, and they are still entitled to feel part of the Shire. And yeah, some of the reporting that we got, it didn't make me feel like there had been the effort to try and engage with those that would be easily identified.
Very good. Councillor Henderson? You need to...
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Alison... Director Berlin. did other schools in the other villages, sort of, will they be included in this? What are the plans or options that we can take to make sure that the villages are inclusive into the YAD?
Through Ms. Mayor, thank you for the question, Councillor Henderson. The Community Development Officer and the Youth Officer and I have had discussions about future holiday programs, and it is the intention to have events and activities held within some of the villages. Those of you who went to the Withalli Forum may recall there was a discussion about the basketball court. I wasn't aware there was one out there, and that would be a perfect opportunity to get some of the younger people from across the Shire together and have some sort of a competition and a barbecue and start to make some of those linkages between the various groups. Taking on board what Councillor Minogue said, yes, there are a lot of young people who attend schools outside the Shire. They are more than welcome to be involved, and we do provide a lot of information through social media and direct mail outs via email. The youth space is fairly new to the community. It's only less than 2 years old, and it does take time for people to become aware of and familiar with and comfortable with attending events and activities that you provide. And fortunately, with the extension of the grant, we'll be able to retain the Youth Development Officer until the end of June, and that will give us sufficient time to be able to build that engagement up. There are a number of projects that he has prepared, and the intention is to look at ways that we can increase services to all of the communities, because they are part of the Shire, and the discussions have been held. All I can say is watch this space.
Pretty good.
Thank you for that, Director Berlin. I do like you. I do issue a note here that is called the Blanshire Advisory Group. And while we sort of think of which will encompass the Blanshire and our smaller villages, I sort of see that really that the hubs there, and maybe with the outreach that you are outlining there, I have confidence in the fact, other councillors, that this will reach out and include our villages like we have done in the past. Thank you.
Very good. There's no further comments. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Can I have a show of hands? Okay, I'll declare it carried. Move on to section 2, Executive Services, 6.9 on page 55. The monthly status report, council meeting actions. There's a recommendation here that council receive and note the monthly status report, council meeting actions, October 2025. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder. Councillor Lord. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
I have a question and a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the execution of the sale of land contracts, I just wanted to commend all involved in that process. It was handled very
well,
professionally, and I think was a good result for council and for the purchases. My question relates to the Employment Council agreement. Have we had any response? March 2025, have we had any response from the union?
Mr. Gentleman.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I actually only a week, 10 days ago, chased HR to chase the unions again. They're notoriously slow. I must say, in this instance, they are slower than they were last time. So,
yeah, just noting that we're a couple of weeks short of December, and the agreement period is from the 1st of December 2024.
Any other comments,
Councillor
Lord?
Question I have now is in October, I think it was, we sent out this thing on Gordon's Lane again. It's now another 3 months. I mean, normally, you know, when we're sending DAs and stuff out and we're asking for comments within 2 weeks, surely we should, you know, this is now nearly 3 months on that. Surely we should be taking some action on that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The action, if we don't get the letters of response agreeing to sign on and cover the costs for us to undertake it, we just won't do it.
Yeah, we'll get rid of it.
There's no other action to be taken.
Well, I am one of them, and I have signed and sent it back, so I'm wondering about the rest. So I'll try and follow that up myself.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I did look at that one today when I saw it was on the list, and there has been no further correspondence.
Okay, well, I'll chase that. Thank you, Councillor Lord. Are there any further comments, councillors? If there are any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
No, I'll just call it carried. Move on to page 60. 6.10, West Wylong Water Reliability Project. Recommendation 1, the council receive and note the general manager's report on the funding of the West Wylong Water Reliability Project. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn? Councillor Lord? Councillor McGlynn, would you like to say something?
I was the councillor that asked for this report, and I asked two questions to be answered. When did you find out about this, and why weren't we told as council? I was absolutely shocked. In September, Councillor Lord and Councillor Monet brought this to our attention of $500,000. It was owed to the Blanshire from the rollout of the upgraded water system to West Wylong from 2022. Until September, or well, actually August, 2024, I was the council's representative on Golden Fields. At that time, it was not talked about how we were going to per capita do this or whatever. Now, I'm absolutely shocked at the lack of transparency over this project. The council, you, Mr. Mayor, you've known about this. You're our leader. You've known about this since October 24.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not told anything about this until the two councillors came up with
Until the minutes came to the meeting.
It came to the meeting and they brought it to our attention. For the sake of the tape, recording rather, we put in $3,450,000 towards the upgrade of the water system in West Wylong, which Golden Fields should have paid for in the normal run of things. They did not have the money. The job was urgent, and so we used our grant money for it, out of the goodness of our heart. And it was a hard decision to get up. We were not top of the list of work, West Wylong, to be done on the Golden Fields list of work. There was Coolerman, a couple of towns ahead of us, urgent work they were need. But because we cooperated as a shire with them, we got the work done, very satisfactorily done. At the end of the day, there was money left over. It came in under budget. Now, we got part of it back, but we didn't. Oh, we got money back from the 800,000, I understand, but we did not get the money back for the 2,650,000. Now, if this had come to us in February, we would have said, we want you to contact them. And then by May, if they hadn't come up with a satisfactory answer, I would have said we will take legal action. Because we are, and I've talked to the solicitor about this, we are entitled to this money. It is their responsibility to do the water, not Blanchard. Now, in all of that time, 13 months, we've written one letter. If we had known about this, we would have been agitating for it all the time. And I feel terribly let down. I feel as though you lose your faith. What else is going on? What else don't I know about you? The lack of transparency, between the mayor and his councillors. I feel at times that it's like the lord of the manor and I'm the ignorant twit that's sitting down here on the floor, not entitled, not fit for purpose to be made aware of everything that's happening. And I'm not too happy about it. The report, thank you very much for doing it, to the general manager. It's a very comprehensive report. No financial implications, I found extraordinary. There's a whole lot of financial implications. And one of the other councils is going to express how much money we really are owed. But if we just throw $500,000 away, that's a really big financial implication.
Now, Carol, I'll just one thing to start with. Now, when this was it came to light that $500,000 extra had been given to us, which was left over in the water fund, in the federal water fund. And Tanya Plibersek saw fit to give it to the Blanshire Water Project. Now, when that money came through and we were already under budget, I spoke to the general manager and I spoke to the general manager of Golden Fields Water, Mr. Aaron Dronofsky, and said, that money is mine. And I had an argument with him at Rerock on more than one occasion regarding that. Right? Now, that would have been, Mr. General Manager, how long ago would that have been? 14 months ago?
If not more.
Yeah. Right? So we're onto that position straight away. The other issue that I was informed by the General Manager was that in Goldfields' view, the contribution from was not, they didn't view the contribution that we made through resources for regions as a contribution from Blanshire. They viewed it as a contribution from state government, which is incorrect. Which caused some of the problems as well. So that apparently has now been addressed by the General Manager, and I'll hand over to him to have further discussion.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. The additional $500,000 was to Golden Fields for the West Wyalong Water Security Project. It wasn't to Blanshire Council. The question comes from the how Golden Fields prorated the calculation for how much we should pay of the 800,000, because the 800,000 hadn't been paid. That was a balancing amount. And so their calculation, the way they calculated the pro rata, was did not include the resources for regions. As the mayor said, they considered that as a separate item, as a state aspect. And all they did was, when they worked out the pro rata contribution, they looked at their, I think it was the 5.25 or whatever it ended up being, the resulting amount, and the 800 from us, to work out a percentage. Now, I think that worked out at about 16% of of it should be our contribution, and that then was worked out across the 800,000, and we ended up paying about 547, I think it was. Based on my rough calculations, had the resources for regions money been included as part of our allocation, that would have shifted it significantly and would have meant we would have ended up paying in the order of about 50,000. So, and please, that may be incorrect, but that's where it was. But we'd already paid it. So this came to light after we'd paid the invoice. I think paid the invoice in about June or July. And then the mayor raised his concerns, and that was when I started looking into it. And we wrote to Goldenfields. Goldenfields then said to me, look, we're not going to call an extraordinary meeting because we were we're just about into caretaker mode. And it went to, I think it was the first meeting, which was October or November of last year, where they made their decision. They were presented with a number of options, and they made the Goldenfields board made that, chose to keep the status quo as it was.
One further reply to Councillor McGlynn. Councillor McGlynn, I raised this $500,000 with you, and I think you actually were on the board at Goldenfields at the time, and you agreed with the position of Goldenfields over the position of Glenn. So, and that is correct. This is correct, Councillor McGlynn. May not recall. I raised this with you, the $500,000, and you sided with Goldenfields against your own council.
I reject with that.
Well, that is correct. I'm not trying to cover up anything, Councillor McGlynn. I raised it with you. Please return to your seat.
No,
I raised it with you. I'm not lying at all. I raised it with you, and you sided with Goldenfields as a Goldenfields board member against your own shire, and I mentioned that to you. Councillor Lord.
The fact that, you know, this discussion can be held in a very civil manner, and personality should be taken out of it. But the issue I make here is the fact that, and I agree, the fact that we as councillors didn't know about this issue until Councillor Mayne and I sorted it when the Goldenfields Council water minutes were presented in September for the first time for 12 months. Secondly, the fact is that the contribution or the cost of the scheme was totals $11,780,000. Effectively, Blanshire Council has contributed basically about $3.4 million or something to that particular fund. I don't care what Goldenfields say. I believe we need to take action, and strong action, with regard to the recouping of at least the $800,000 that we actually paid, because effectively it's the responsibility of Goldenfields Water to, in actual fact, build the line and supply the water. They're the ones that are charging us. Effectively, the grant for resources to Region Fund was made to the Bland Shire. We used those funds to assist Goldenfields Water to go ahead with the project. Then effectively they are saying is that we relied on the estimates that were given at that particular time by Quantity Surveyors. Effectively the cost of the project has come in effectively at around about $2 million less, around about $2 million less than effectively their estimate was. Blanshire Council contributed $3.4 million. I believe we should be getting basically the $1.4 million back, because it's the $2 million there, and Goldenfields, are the water providers. We can't go out and just because the road's broken, go and say put a toll on it and ask everybody to pay it. That's what Goldenfields Water are effectively doing with us. I believe, and I'd like to foreshadow a motion that we take appropriate legal action to recover the funds from Goldenfields Water.
And I'll second that.
Mr. Gentleman,
through you, Mr. Mayor, just to clarify, council, and I the dates are in the report. The previous council agreed to provide the funds from the Resources for Regions program to Golden Fields County Council. Council also agreed to pay to provide up to $800,000 towards the project as a separate resolution later on when it was found that there would be more funds needed. Council did not pay that $800,000 to Golden Fields. Council ended up paying $547,000, and that was based on the pro rata calculation that I described previously.
Councillor Lord.
My comment on that particular one is effectively that at the time that was taken there, the $3 million that Golden Fields Water contributed came from their funds, and that should have been part of the scheme. The fact is that because we, and I'm quite happy to effectively, at least if that's the goal, the Resources for Regions, then we committed that, but we should at least get our $800,000 back without even paying 1 cent of it. Because effectively, even if they refunded the full $800,000 without our Resources for Region, they would still be, the cost of the project is still more or less than when we take that $800,000 back.
Thank you. Councillor Henderson.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. General Manager, so taking everything, putting everything aside, just dealing with the, I guess, the issue at hand at the moment, taking all the past agreements and past council's decisions out of it, it basically comes down to their decision on how to calculate the pro rata basis. So can we, or have we, gone back to Goldfields Water and said that we do not agree with their calculation on pro rata basis, and can we apply to get them to include what they excluded, which was the Resources for Region
money?
Can that be done?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that was done. When this came to light, that was how the conversation or the discussion with Golden Fields started. And it's the only avenue I can see in looking at all the paperwork on how we could recoup funds from Golden Fields. Because Golden Fields have said that had Council not been able to bring forward the Resources for Regions funding, they wouldn't have gone forward with the project.
So at this point in time, where we are right now, Goldfields Water have refused to include that money in their pro rata calculations. What are our options moving forward from here?
So Goldfields, in the report that went to their council meeting in October, November last year, the report provided, I think, four options. There was the same status quo, leave it as is, and three other options as to how it could be split out or prorated. One of those being roughly the calculation that I'd made. Going forward, I have reached out to a previous officer from the New South Wales Department of Regional, whatever they are today. He gave me contact detail for somebody who I tried to get in contact with twice. And had no luck, so when I went back to my initial contact, he actually suggested I put a submission in via the Contact the Ministers page, which has been done. I have had no responses yet.
Okay, so we will be basically following this up and saying that we don't agree with their calculations of the pro rata basis, and that we will include...
At the moment, I'm trying to get somebody to give me what they think as to whether the Resources for Region should have been considered as our funds or state funds.
So we need clarification on that point before you move forward.
But yes, yeah.
Councillor Lord, do you want to speak again?
Basically, my opinion, knowing that the contributions for Resources for Region was made to the Bland Shire.
Yeah.
Effectively, that was effectively a grant to the Bland Shire. We basically moved a motion to say we would use those funds for Golden Fields Water.
That's correct.
We did not, it was never a grant to Golden Fields Water.
That's correct.
And effectively, what even if we basically, you know, agree with that $202.6 million going to Golden Fields Water, we should be getting our $800,000 back, because the fund, the water project, was $1.4 million or $1.4 million. That $500,000, you know, we've got back is only, you know, 5/8 of what we should have.
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The council, unfortunately, it's before my time, but my understanding is the council made a decision on the projects that it would seek to fund through the resources for regions that particular round. One of them being the water reliability project, and there was a couple of other projects that are included within it as well. The correspondence that I've seen between council and the department, it took some time before the department was satisfied, and they allowed the process to go forward and allow the funds to be provided to Golden Fields. Now, when I say that, I will check with the Acting Director of Technical Services, back to her substantive role. I think we receipted those funds and then provided them to Golden Fields. Do you recall? We did, yeah.
So they were effectively, we provided the funds.
Yeah.
Well, you need to move forward with a legal opinion. We need the government to clarify that, do we, Mr. General Manager?
So I think, effectively, I'd like to move my foreshadowed motion now.
Well,
wait one moment, Mr. Castlewood. Mr. General Manager, we need advice from government before we...
Can somebody give me an understanding of what the legal opinion is we're looking for?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
The legal opinion we're looking for is... The resources for regions money was given to the Bland Shire. It was not given to Golden Fields. It wasn't given to any of the others, the shires in Golden Fields. It was given to us. It was our money. How we get our money is our business. It has nothing to do with Golden Fields. And we've just been gutted. But the anyway, I'll wait.
So three, Mr. Mitt. And that's what we're trying to get the advice from state government.
Well,
on, because
I'll wait till we wait. I just wonder why have we waited so long? This is the thing. This has been 13 months. Why have we waited so long? Had one letter. Why haven't we had action before this? We should have the money back now. I mean, every dollar we get is the dollar owed to the people on the Bland Shire, not us. The mayor talks about my money. No, it's not your money. It's the council's money. It's the Blanshire ratepayers' money. And, yeah, anyway.
So the way forward, Mr. General Manager, from here is to get that advice back from government. Is that what you've done? And then after that, we'll proceed with legal action, if appropriate, from there. Is that the course of action?
That's the way I would see it. And basically, that's what I've tried to get the advice from the state on.
Very good. We'll return to the original motion here. The council receive and
I have a right of reply. Thank you.
You may have a right of reply.
Thank you. The money we've lost, or appear to have lost up until now, is just unbelievably bad. But the thing that really got me, first of all, in this report, and why I asked for it, was the lack of transparency. The most important thing in local government is for us to be transparent with our ratepayers. Nobody out there knows that we're owed this amount of money and that there's an argy-bargy between Golden Fields and us, and that we're doing everything we can to regain this money. Now, if this hadn't come out in the quarterly budget in September, we would have been none the wiser. And you people have known for a long time, why didn't you confide in us? We are entitled as councillors to have the information. And it just this is what I'm saying, we can't work without you and us. It should be us as a group. And this last 12 months has not been remotely like that. It's, you know, selected few and the rest of you that don't care. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who to trust, and I hate this position I'm in. This is a transparency
that is
everything.
You've made yourself clear. Are there any further comments regarding this before we put the motion? If there aren't, we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Declare it carried. So let's move on to 6.11 on page 64. Is Workforce Management Plan 2025-2029. There's a recommendation there that Council endorse the draft Blandshire Council Workforce Management Plan 2025-2029 and place it on public exhibition for a period of 28 days. Two, following the period of exhibition and submission period to allow for written submissions to be made, any suggestions, amendments to the plan be made and a further report be presented to Council prior to its formal adoption. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Henderson, Councillor Minogue. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Once again, I was excited to see the report. I think all planning is good, and a workforce management plan is fantastic.
Very good. Councillor Minogue.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I echo the sentiments from Councillor Henderson. I think we're all very aware of the issues that we face. I have spoken to the director earlier for an addition on page 10 when we're talking about the villages to also add in the Radden, please.
Yes, you did, and that was noted. Councillor Nake, yes, narrated. Mr. General Manager, you want to comment?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Just by way of update, the Workforce Management Plan refers to our traineeships through the Fresh Start program with the state government. Over the last couple of weeks, a significant number of interviews have been undertaken for those, and we have now recruited, I'll say, over a dozen of those roles. So out of, I think, about 20 round numbers, we've recruited more, and they'll start 18th or 19th of January next year.
Congratulations.
Very good. Are there any further comments, councillors? If there aren't any, put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, so move on to section 3, technical services, 6.12, DA 2026/0009, 86 Church Street, dwelling and secondary dwelling. There's a recommendation there that council approve DA 2026/0009, dwelling and secondary dwelling subject to conditions of consent. Can I remove it, please? Councillor Henderson, seconder. Councillor Crowe. Councillor Henderson, would you like to speak to it?
Positive move for the town, and congratulate the development team on doing their fine work.
Councillor Crowe.
No further comment.
Very good. Any further comments from any other councillors? If there aren't any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move on to 6.13 on page 92. Waste Management Services, Christmas Shutdown Proposal, Domestic Business, Roadside Collections, Rural Landfills, Farm Edmund and Ungary. There's a recommendation there that Council 1 approve the domestic and business roadside garbage collection to be altered between Tuesday 23rd December 2025 to Thursday 1 January 2026 to the following. Farm Edmund from Wednesday to Tuesday, Ungary from Thursday to Wednesday, With Alley from Thursday to Wednesday, businesses from Thursday to Wednesday, and two, and further that Council approve option one, inclusive of the closure of the rural landfills known as Bardmedman, Ungary, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the weeks between Monday, 22nd December 2025, to Thursday, the 1st of January 2026. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Crowe, seconded. Councillor Lord. Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to it?
No, it just makes sense to be moving those.
Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I just basically think it's a sensible move. I understand that there may be some inconvenience in Ungary and Barmedman, but effectively those 3 days prior to Christmas, I'm not sure people are taking things to the tip.
3 days after.
Yeah. and moving the collections to where they are is just
good.
Common sense.
Good. Any further comments, councillors? If there aren't any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Right.
Can I ask you a question, please?
You may.
We're talking about waste management. Have you any indication how the free chip day went? Was it a big success? And
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I do recall seeing some results, but I couldn't bring them to my mind unless the acting director recalls.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I believe the staff were quite happy with it, but they have noted some improvements on how to manage it for the future years.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's positive. It was well attended.
Yeah,
big queues out the back and took you 3 hours to get in. And
no,
all.
Not that.
Okay, we'll move over to Section 4, Reports for Information. Can I have a mover for these reports, please?
Okay.
Councillor Bunnell, seconder. Councillor Lord, we'll move through them one by one. Okay, 6.14, the Community Development and Youth Services Report.
Pleased to see the grant has been extended to the 30th of June. I just wonder what's going to happen after that.
Councillor Nook.
With respect to the Australia Day Community Events Grant, so we have it for the Australia Day in West Wyalong and free entry to the swimming pool. Are there funds made available to the other villages? Their Australia Day.
We'll have to take that on notice. I believe that they.
I think it goes right around.
But I will have to.
$500. I think it goes right around.
But I will do that and advise council.
Are there any further questions on that? No. We're up to 6.15.
Sorry, apparently I've just been advised. Yes, they do.
Okay, very good.
They will get funds.
Very good. 6.15, Blandshire Library, October 2025 update.
Trick or treat is fantastic.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
The author that attended and went to various schools. Sorry, I'm just. Read something.
Okay, no, that's very good. Are there any other questions, councillors, regarding the Blandshire Library update? No. Move on to 6.16, the Child Services October 2025 update. Director Blind, anything you should bring to our attention? Here we go.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. There is a matter which I believe councillors are aware of, but it's something that I would, because it does involve some commercial in confidence information, I'd prefer not to discuss it in open council.
Okay, very good. No. Any other questions, councillors, regarding the Children's Services October 25 update? If not, we'll move over to 6.17. The Bland Community Care Services update.
Could I ask a question to Director Bullitt?
You may.
We play a major role as like practice care and the other care services, don't we? It's a very competitive area, and there's not many staff available. Do we make a profit out of this, or do we make a negative out of it? We lose money.
I doubt we make a profit.
And if we don't make money, because there's Baptist care and Unity care and this care and another care, why are we in the market?
Director Blair.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, thank you for the question.
We're doing a review in this area.
We are currently in the process of doing a service review, which will come to council, and many of those questions will be answered in the process. There are certain elements of the Commonwealth Community Home, the CHSP funding, that the likes of Baptist, Uniting Care do not provide, and that will be all reviewed and included in the report. In answer to your question about making money, no, we don't make money. We have, and there have been some things put in place over the years to reduce the subsidy that council provides to the provision of this service. Again, those things will be addressed as part of the service review.
Shouldn't we do it?
Can I ask you another? You said the Commonwealth would were they only giving a special deal to council run?
No.
Okay.
So
I mean, if we're going to be, I don't want to reduce our financial input, because I want the people that are receiving our care to get first quality care. But if it's not viable for us to be in the care, the aged care industry, which is really different to raise rates and rubbish, maybe we've got to look at it. Should we be there?
Hence the service review. Okay, there's no further questions regarding the Bland Community Services update. We'll move on to 6.18, the Technical Services update. Councillor Henderson.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. General Manager, I noticed in here that we currently don't have a jet pack operator. Have we advertised that position, or are we doing any retraining of any current staff for that position?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have been working through it. We have advertised it unsuccessfully.
We do have people that
can. I did note that the jet patcher was being used.
Oh, yes, it is. We do
and
have
Gary
Rogue
was back this week.
Yeah.
Or Friday.
That's correct, Councillor Rogue.
Through you,
yes.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, we do have someone that will step into the jet patcher temporarily. But he also drives the garbage truck. So when he's not in the garbage truck, he'll often step into the jet patcher for us. But it is out for advertisement at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Are there any further questions? Yes, Councillor Henderson.
Is there anyone currently on staff other than the gentleman that's filling in now that would be suitable for the
There is someone else on staff that has done that, that has had that role before.
I was just thinking, can we retrain someone into the role?
Okay, right. Okay, I'm mistaken. No, I think I'm correct, but apparently I'm mistaken. Any further questions? If not, we'll move on to 6.19, Development and Regulatory Services. Councillors, any questions, points of clarification?
Are we still on engineering?
We're on 6.19, development services.
Yes, sorry. Question through you, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I note the airport compliance that CASIS was coming to do a visit 18th and 20th of November. Is that, what's the purpose of that CASA coming to do that visit?
You, Mr. Mayor, CASA are here at the moment, and that's to make sure that we're compliant, and it's basically like an audit for the airport. So that's happening at the moment. They're going out to test, do an audit on the lights at 8 p.m. tonight, so yeah, that process will take a few days, but so far it's going well.
Any other questions, councillors?
Yes, can I put one more question? Do you know when you put in a DA for a house, or a person rents a unit, they build three townhouses, they rent it out to people, and in the end they find that there have been 11 people living in there. Do we have any control over this? The number of residents, people that are living in one dwelling that's
through you, Mr. Mayor. I think we might have to take that on notice. I suspect we do not have the ability to, but we'll take it on notice and check with planning staff.
Thank you.
Any other questions regarding development services, councillors? Okay, 6.20, the road safety officer's report.
Sorry, the Mayor asked a question about with regards to the federal government's recent
70 kilometers
discussion about, well, not necessarily 70, but the default speed limits. The director's telling me that they've canned it. May have happened today, but it certainly has been a very hot topic. And whilst the Mayor and I were in Sydney last week, it was made known by the Minister for Transport, Jenny Acheson, that New South Wales would not be supporting it and it would not happen in New South Wales.
Good. Are there any further questions regarding the Road Safety Officer's report?
I was simply going to say that the Roads Minister had confirmed in numerous press releases that it wouldn't be taking place in New South Wales.
Absolutely. Okay. Any further questions? There aren't any? No. Okay. Let's move on to reports of committees. Are there any questions in regard to reports of committees? Can I have a mover for these reports, please? Councillor Henderson, seconder.
Just ask one question.
Councillor Carnegie, yes.
With regard to the change in design of the Marsden causeways on the Newell Highway, are we going to have any input into that particular the new course things they're talking about, the project coming out in for public comment in 2026?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We were provided with an initial opportunity, I would say 12, 18 months ago, with regards to that project.
Yeah.
And they have, since then, the information I'm aware of is a couple of times they've provided us with notification, one of them only today, with regards to various studies they will be doing, trying to make the travelling public aware of people perhaps in the vicinity of, say, you consider that a work site. And they're about to do some nighttime biodiversity studies, and there'll be some social media on that in the next day or so. We only got it today. Should there be another opportunity, we can certainly look at it.
I'm concerned they're looking at downgrading from the original plan, which I can understand with dollars, but I believe we should be insisting at least in a 1 in 20 year level for a flood resistant road.
Very good. Yeah, that's right. Councillor Fennell.
I just wanted to make an inquiry, just with the reports that we've received. I was just wondering why we may not have received any report on the traffic forum meeting, which was held, I think, back in September. And I do apologise, Acting Director of Technical Services. there was just a number of issues that I thought would need to be discussed and that were brought up. As we're not discussing them tonight, that's going to happen.
Take that on notice.
Maybe towards, December's our last meeting.
Mr. Mayor, yeah. I will check with the Director of Technical Services when we get back.
Yes, Councillor Lord.
With regard to the Traffic Committee and the safety, can I also highlight the safety standards along the Newell? The fact that in the last 10 or 12 years, effectively, we've gone from less than 20 centimetre centre line and no shoulders to effectively a metre centre line and 1.5 metre sharp with shoulders nearly along the whole of the Newell where it's practical.
Very good.
And effectively
the restriction on overtaking lanes they have on that is the fact that you've got to try to find properties that don't have an entrance for 2.5 kilometres as to where you can put overtaking lanes.
Uh-huh.
And that
becomes
a real problem.
That's interesting. Very good. Councillor Minogue.
Can I also note that in those reports, one of the other councils, I think it was Parks, made mention of the guardrails that are being installed on the sides of the roads and the issues that they were having with controlling weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's
relevant
that we aren't noticing in the Shire?
Mr. Jim?
Our weeds management's first class.
I know the matter, the issue you're talking to, but I'm not sure I can personally make comment with regards to my awareness within the Bland Shire. Sort of just running through my head, yeah, there probably is, but whether we've spoken to transport, couldn't tell you.
Sorry. One other thing that came out of that report that is I believe that as part of our tourism activity, that as Forbes is taking over the promotions issue, I believe we should get on board and be part of the whole of the new highway promotions as we have been in the past.
Good idea. Can we follow that up, Mr. Jeremy? Okay, are there any further questions regarding
just one that
yes,
Galbithorpe met on the 23rd of October and we never received their minutes again, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, why aren't we getting their minutes every
time? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Oh, sorry, Councillor Crowe.
Yeah.
I'll certainly look into that. I know we went through a period
where we missed them.
We brought a whole heap to council a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look into the most recent one.
Thank you.
Oh, it's just that I think it's on Saturday night, the water's being shut off.
Right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever that is, yeah.
Thursday next week.
Yeah.
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 Tomorrow it is.
Very good.
Yeah, this week.
This
week,
is it?
Very good.
Thursday.
I'll put the motion that council endorse the committee meeting minutes as presented. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. So I need a mover to move into confidential business. Councillor Minogue, seconded. Councillor Pennell, all those in favour? Aye. We'll move into confidential business.